At some point, after, several hours have passed probably, and it's like nighttime now, William comes back downstairs, and also something else comes down the stairs, but comes down the ceiling of the stairs and then crawls out onto the ceiling of the room. And that thing is,
Why?
you would, why?
Why? I just said out loud, why?
Okay, that thing, you would describe it kind of like a large eastern dragon, except its head is really wide, like with an almost comedically wide, sharp mouth, and it's got a single eye, which, interestingly, as you might expect, has sort of three irises in a triangle on it. And the eye just sort of like wobbles around, and the different irises seem to glance. They can't move independently, so the eye is just kind of rotating and spinning as the irises are looking at things.
And Ram and Lights see this too?
No, Ram doesn't see this. Lights doesn't see this. Fritter, you're conscious and you don't see this either. So you three have absolutely no clue that anything's different. The rest of you all need to make a sanity roll.
Cool.
So who does see the dragon?
Everyone who read the
Anyone
book.
Who's not the three people I just said don't.
Did you mean
I
that I wasn't conscious?
No, you're conscious again.
I have
Oh my god!
No, you are conscious, you don't see it.
I rolled a 90 and a 93.
Yeah, that's rough. I failed
Getting
you.
It out of the way.
Bummer.
Okay.
Hey, but at least you made the roll to read the book.
So if you failed, then you are going to be gaining 1d8, or rather losing 1d8 sanity. If you succeeded, you're going to be gaining, or sorry, losing 1d4 minus 1.
I noticed that only the women are reading the book.
What? Oh shit. Crazy.
Six,
Wow,
incredible. I am
fucking
so
hell.
insane.
Max rolls.
Did you just lose 9 Bs?
I lost six.
Yeah, and before that you lost 3, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Oh boy, you know what that means.
That's crazy. I think you just lost more than a fifth of your sanity.
Well,
That's so
yeah, but
wild.
in two separate instances,
Yeah,
right?
and in the same day, which means
Okay.
bum bada bum. Hang on here.
Temporarily
I wish it wasn't.
insane. You're already
Don't
gonna
worry,
go
we're all a
mildly
little
insane.
mad here.
All right, what's the name of the dragon? What should I write down?
We're just gonna call this Scary Beast.
Call it Spooky Snack.
Anyways, I didn't quite get to finish describing it. It seems to have a pair of legs like every 6 feet or so, and it's got like four pairs of legs along
Spooky
it,
skink.
which is quite large, so it basically occupies the entire ceiling. It's got sort of like a moldy, motley, tan-colored fur and long, sharp nails, and I think that's pretty much everything that I wanted to describe. Yeah, okay. Anyways,
What's gonna happen to me?
what would you say is your reaction to all this? Bees, why do you feel like Posey's losing so much sanity?
Well, I think she was unstable to begin with,
Gotcha.
but which is why it's hitting her hard. But I guess probably just like abject terror, like non-speaking terror, like big eyes staring.
That's a good one, actually. I like that. Non-speaking terror. All right. I think I'll render you mute
Yeah.
until otherwise. It's indefinite insanity, which means this is going to continue possibly for a while. You can still make sounds. You can still try to communicate non-verbally, but you are otherwise unspeaking. Did anybody else lose like massive quantities?
I've lost 9, but that's not a fifth.
I've
So
lost
I'll slap
seven.
indefinite insanity. And where would I put the condition? Where is it?
I feel like there's a section for it.
Phobias and
Phobias and
manias?
manias.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's almost like the game is built around you going crazy.
So William doesn't seem at all perturbed by this. He's like, all right, I've got some good news and some bad news regarding the people situation around the house. Does anyone want to interrupt him talking to ask about this by any chance?
D does he seem to notice it?
No.
I point.
You point.
I look
looks at
urgently at
you, he
him.
looks up and he says, "Oh, you actually did read it. That's great. That's wonderful."
I disagree.
He says, yes, understandable. He looks at the rest of you and says, All right, so it looks like you did.
Huh. Can I pretend?
All the women, that's...
Can I pretend?
All right, be honest. You wouldn't have noticed that unless if you had heard us talking about that moments before you walked down.
I can't talk about anything.
It's still funny.
Are you telling William that he wouldn't have noticed unless you pointed to it? He says, I can see it too. It's mundane to me at this point. I've been living with it for quite some time, yes. And now you get to do that too.
Is it aggressive?
I'm looking at the people. Do the people look upset that they are seeing it?
What do you guys look like?
I'm upset.
Mostly confused.
I'm not upset, but certainly looking at it curiously.
I've taken right. 3 points of damage from this thing. I'm pissed off.
Pissed off.
I'm making little sounds and looking at the ceiling and flailing.
The giant monster is kind of a important part of this scenario. You might be wondering why you haven't gotten to it until just now. Well, it requires that you read the book. That was supposed to happen sooner. So, yes, this pacing issue in the scenario is still my fault, but only because I'm bad at managing people, and not because I'm a bad writer. That's what I keep telling myself, anyway. And William says, so, I don't want to get too off topic, but we've got time. I guess I should answer your questions. Is it there? Yes. Is it real? Yes. Why can you only see it when you read the book? Don't completely understand that. What does it do? Not much. When you cast most of the magic of the book, it's actually, you see, this beast doing the things. You're really just asking it politely to do things. Normally it doesn't care, but if you put a little bit of magic towards it, then it does. And that's why it looks like magic to most people, is because most people can't see it. Robert doesn't agree with any of this, by the way, so if you ask him, he's going to tell you a completely different story, but this is what I've managed to surmise so far.
Can I
is there just the one?
I think so. I suppose it could be more than one, but they all look the same to me.
I dig a sketch pad and a pen out of my purse, and I write down pretty haphazardly but quickly what happens if two people cast spells in a different location.
Why are you writing things down?
Because I can't
fucking
talk. Why
are you writing things down, he asks.
I, like, smack my cheeks and try to yell and nothing happens.
I don't understand.
Sounds happen.
What happens if you try to do that? Well, most of the spells... Have you gotten to the spells yet?
I have. What was the spell I learned?
No.
That reminds me, yes. Sorry, there's so much to do here.
No worries.
Give you some description. And you have the ability to tell people about this. Are you telling people what you've... Well, you know, let me send this to
you. Let's see what it is first.
The spells are things like consume person next to you's brain, blow up person next to you's kidney,
the person
and you're
next
like, randomly kill right. someone.
Oh, I forgot to include the name here, sorry. Anyway, what you got, but...
Let me read this really quick, yeah.
What was I saying? As you probably noticed from some of the spells, if you've gotten to them, many of them may or may not work depending on the, I guess you could call it discretion of this. He points up, kind of agitatedly points up. He doesn't seem to really like or respect this thing very much, considering how gigantic it is and that it could just like drop down and physically crush him or just like bite his head off. He says, at the discretion of this thing. It is very fast, I should mind you. Also, it's magic. If I knew exactly how it worked, I probably wouldn't be bothering with all of this. I'd be, I don't know, ruling the world or something ridiculous like that. I'm sure that you can unlock some kind of unlimited power if you really try hard enough. At least that's what it keeps telling me. But at this point, I'd be happy if I can just get back to where I was trying to be in the first place.
It talks?
This thing? No. The book, yes. You can probably hear it now if you just, you know, Think about it.
I edge away from it.
You can talk to it too. Just look at it and speak directly to it. And
I put my hands, like, you know how you're leaning down, like, imagine if you had like a cup on the ground. I put my hands on the ground by the book and I lean my ear on it.
You feel like you're fairly open to it, but it doesn't seem to really want to say anything to you right now, as far as you can tell.
Friend zoned.
God.
William's looking at you kind of expectantly, wondering if you're going to say anything.
I scratch my head. I get up. I walk to the other side of the room. And I want to cast a spell.
Okay. Interesting thing about spells. Once you've mastered the spell, you can cast it pretty much for without making any checks, unless it otherwise specifies. The first time you cast it, you're going to need to make a successful power check.
All right.
The difficulty is hard.
Is that successful?
Probably not. What's your power?
No, my power is 70.
Okay, so here's the deal. if you fail the initial check, you need to learn the spell again. Really big waste of your time. Definitely sucks. If you want, you can make a push roll to cast it. If you succeed, you might lose a couple extra sanity points, but you've learned the spell. Probably for something like this, maybe one sanity point, probably nothing. If you make the pushed power roll to cast and you fail, something very bad happens.
Arms explode.
I got a quick reminder. Specifically,
there's a semi-random multiplier on the cost of the spell to you.
Quick reminder. Is push increase the difficulty or is it just high stakes?
It's just high stakes. It does not change the difficulty.
I need to roll a 35 or lower. I don't think I can.
Keep in mind. Maybe this wasn't clear, but if you push, you will learn the spell. It will work. So, whatever you roll, you will get the spell confirmed, but there will be a price.
Why would I want to push to get this spell?
I don't know.
If the price is relative, even like multiplicatively to the cost.
It's relative, yeah.
Like this, what could
go wrong?
What could go wrong? You know what? What could go wrong? Amanda looks like she's straining herself and looks confused more than anything. And then she strains
real hard.
Then she like puts out both her hands, fucking kamehameha. Uh oh, that's not good.
A cool 90 on the die.
Cool. I'd like you to roll 1d6.
All right, here you go. That's also not good.
All right. I'm going to need you to lose 4 magic points.
Ouch.
That happens to you, though. And you really, really strain yourself and you grit your teeth. And you feel kind of exhausted after trying. But after enough effort, the book just vanishes from the ground and pops into your hand. And William applauds politely and says, "Oh, you already can do that. That's really incredible. Good job."
I bow.
I clap.
He says, "That one, a bit unreliable because there are, well, normally several people. Currently, a couple less than normal," he says. And then, additionally currently, gesturing to all of you, several more than normal people who might need to use the book at any time. But if you're, sitting around somewhere and you'd like to get a bit of studying done, it can be a very useful little parlor trick. Anyways, what were we talking about? Sorry, there's so much to do here. Large creature. Any more questions? Or can I move on?
No further questions.
Wonderful, wonderful. Truly amazing. So, Robert is doing his own thing. Annabelle, significantly less doing things, significantly more dead. I'm going to need to borrow the book for a bit. I know. I've been asking you to read it, and everyone's saying read the book, but I need to consult with it in private about what to do on the Annabelle situation. I can't just magic her back in her current state.
Why not consult with it in public?
Wouldn't it be constructive to our understanding of the book to see a deeper study occurring?
You want to make a roll to persuade him?
Both of us or just one of us?
Ramp seemed pretty persuasive there, Ramp.
Oh, fuck. I certainly don't, but I can if you want me to.
All right, Kyle, you can try if you want.
Oh, okay. So, would this be persuade or would this be fast talk?
You want it to be fast talk, I assume?
I don't care which.
Well, then it's persuade.
All right. I assume that's fine. Okay. Anyways, I don't succeed.
Okay. He says, maybe, but there's things that I don't want you to learn about that I know that aren't related to the book. You can probably guess why.
We did shoot several of you.
Yes. Yes.
Is there a summon gun spell in that thing?
I don't believe so. I certainly haven't found one. Can I borrow that now? He extends his hand out.
Can I have the other book I was reading while you take this book?
Oh, that's right. I guess you can.
Sure. Thank you.
So, when he leaves...
It would be really funny.
Does the creature leave with him?
Are you giving him... Are you?
Oh, yeah, I guess we're giving him the book, unless we have objections.
All right, you try to give him the book, but then the book pops out of your hand on back onto the floor.
Hmm.
He looks at the book. And he just says, what? And he just kind of stares at it for a minute.
You should just do the spell.
Do we hear anything from the book, the people who have read it?
No, you don't hear anything.
What's the dragon's expression?
It just sort of has a kind of a blank, toothy... You wouldn't even really call it maybe a little bit of a smile. It could be smirking, maybe. It doesn't have a face that relates well to emotions. It's just a really wide mouth. Almost like, I don't know. There's not much head other than the mouth itself. It's almost like the eye is on top of the head.
Is it like one of those like deep sea fish that's like all mouth?
Yeah, you could kind of say something like that, yeah. He steps forward and he says, all right, look, it's being stubborn. Someone just pick it up and hand it to me, all right?
I pick it up again and try to hand it to him again.
The book seems to wiggle around in your hand a bit, but eventually it relents, and he takes it and he says, thank you. This may seem like kind of a pointless gag that I'm inserting for no reason, but I assure you it is extremely important. Remember it for later. By the way, I'm going to be saying that for like 500 things that happen, so... Anytime that there's a stupid thing that's not important, you have to remember it like it's really important. It shouldn't be too hard for you, right? God, I'll get this back to you as soon as I can. Do you need something? Anything? Water?
Freedom.
How long have we been here?
Oh, freedom.
You've been here a couple hours.
Water would be great.
Yeah, something to drink would be nice.
Sure.
Access to the bathroom?
Don't have as many guards as we normally do. But for those of you who have read the first part, you don't really need guards anymore. It's only those of you who haven't that need to stay in the cell, now that I think about it. So,
What?
He puts the book under his arm, reaches into his pocket and takes out a key and says, ladies, step forward. Gentlemen, step back, if you don't mind.
All right.
Step forward.
Yeah.
All right. He unlocks the lock and removes it and opens the door and gestures for you all to for four of you to come out.
I guess I did.
Okay. Walk out. I'm trying to follow orders and not make any sudden moves. I don't want to be shot again.
Alright. You can do whatever you want. Relatively speaking. He closes the cell and he locks it again and he says, you all will have to get back to reading. Terribly sorry that you can't do that right now. Really. Genuinely sorry, but you did murder people. Anyways, I'll tell Peter to get you some drinks. The rest of you can go to the kitchen and get some yourselves, I suppose. Sorry for the lack of hospitality, but you did murder most of the people.
Okay, you drew guns first, and I'm tired of being high-roaded by you, demon man.
In my defense, he did tell me to shoot him.
He shrugs and he says, all right. Anyways, he heads upstairs.
Kyle, do the book spell.
Gonna drop a typewriter on his head next time.
Well, here's the thing. I have an innate understanding that I can't until I get the book and look at it 157 times.
No, you succeeded.
No, yeah.
No, you can read it. You can do.
That's what I was saying would be very funny if you just popped it back.
Wait, but hang on. Are you sure? Let me read this.
I know what you're thinking, but it says briefly. And as long as you have had all the pages in front of your eyes, it works, which you have. Come to think of it, it's probably time that I read the spell for you. This spell is called Behest. It is a spell that you learn in the first chapter of the book. In fact, it's the only spell in the first chapter of the book. The cost is a, quote, very small magic cost, unquote. One magic point by default. Casting time is basically instant. And here is the spell information. This is exactly what I have written and given to the players. Or, well, given to the players who learn it. Open your mind and one palm to receive the tome. The subject, the caster, must have previously gazed upon, briefly, exactly 152 pages of the tome. Performing this ritual removes the charge from the tome. Dismissing the spell may return the charge. The tome may be unable to be called if it is at the behest or otherwise being used by another. I hope that my choice of punctuation and capitalization was obvious. As for exactly what it means, I'm not going to be telling you that right now. Maybe at the end of the scenario. Because they very specifically opened the book and flipped all the pages in front of all of you. Except
yeah,
for
but
Fritter,
it says doing the spell removes the charge, dismissing...
Ah, yes, that's true. Sorry, you were talking about reading pages. You confused me.
So what is the truth?
Well, I mean, if you read it, then it may or may not work, if you understand what I'm saying.
I see.
Up to you.
Well, I don't have any reason to call the tome.
Okay.
Just to piss him off. Because that's always gone so successfully for us in the past year.
I'm not in...
King? Okay. Well, since Anyways. I have freedom now, I go back up to the library and I start reading that other book, just to calm myself down from reading that weird thing.
That sounds great. The other three of you who are free, would you like to do anything? The other three of you are not free, would you like to do anything?
Right. So, what does the dragon do now that he's left, actively leaving?
It hasn't moved very much. Occasionally it picks up a leg and then grabs onto another part of the ceiling. You're not sure how it's sticking there because it really
probably shouldn't.
If we go
upstairs, does it follow us?
I guess Piety was the first to go upstairs and it did not seem to follow her.
What's it looking at right now?
Is it looking at a specific person?
It's very hard to tell because it does have three irises, but it does seem to glance at you every once in a while.
It's not occupying the stairwell, right? I don't have to go...
No,
like,
it's entirely on the ceiling. You don't have to... You couldn't touch it. Maybe if you jumped, you could touch it, but probably
not.
Can
I jump and try to touch it?
Sure.
Okay, I do that.
Reverse psychology is real, easy to perform, and can hurt you. Make a jump roll. Yeah, make a jump roll. Just
okay,
for fun.
Wait,
just for laughs.
Let's see. Where is that? What is that? Who are that?
Good old spicy 100.
Where's jump? Where's J in the alphabet? Ah, okay.
Where is J in the alphabet?
Oh, I missed it by one.
That's close enough. You jump up and you... You missed it by one, so you ruffle your hand through the fur of its body. I assume you didn't try to touch the head. Did you try to touch the head?
Yeah, I was just trying to like touch anything that I could reach, so probably whatever's lowest, which might be the head, I don't know.
You ruffle your hand through some of the fuzz. It's a little greasy.
Greasy fuzz.
But I feel it.
You do feel it.
Alright.
I want to go to the kitchen and get some food for the dragon. We're going to be friends.
All right.
I'm dipping low enough in sanity where this seems like a good idea.
You know what? I agree. You head up to the kitchen. Bees, Kyle, what are you two doing?
I'd like to wander around the
house. Well, the other people are locked in the cage. You know, the dragon didn't move when I cast the spell, did it?
No, you didn't see it do anything.
Hmm.
He did say most of the spells, not all of the spells.
I see.
But as to that, it may or may not be a mystery that you need to investigate. Who knows?
Maybe it doesn't eat food. Maybe it eats, like, people's souls.
I guess you're about to find that out. Someone...
Huh? Maybe you shouldn't read that book if it eats people's souls.
Can I give someone in the cell a rock and have them throw a rock at it?
Give them a rock.
Yeah, or something. Something, some debris.
Go to the kitchen, get like a glass.
There's probably some junk around here, yeah.
I hand it over to
Well, there's a lot of guts over there. You just want to start throwing some guts around.
They cleaned up most of that.
Gross.
All right, so hypothetically, let's see. Charlie's doing some reading. I don't think you need to make any rolls just to read that book, because it's relatively mundane. Cheese comes back with some food. You got some leftover casserole or something. Kyle comes back with a rock.
I point to the casserole. I say, I want that. I don't want the other one.
And Peter comes downstairs, and he's got a tray with some various cups, but instead of brandy, they have water in them. And Bees, what floor do you want to wander? Basement, first floor, or second floor?
There's more rooms in the basement?
There are some doors in the basement that you have not
had. Yeah, I'd like to pop open some doors in the basement then.
All right. I guess you may or may not remember this. There are three doors in the basement. There are four doors in the basement. Sorry, I'm losing track of my own life. One of them is the one that you saw Robert go through to get some notes to give to you on the book. So you can do that door or you can pick another one.
He's not currently in there? No, that's the dead guy. I'll go in that one first.
All right. You open that. It appears to just be sort of a large, empty, concrete room. And there are lots of shelves with lots of notebooks. Most of them have dates on them. You remember that there were... No, actually, you don't, but other people would remember that there are similar notebooks in the reading room. Okay, so Kyle, you give... Who's taking a rock to throw at the thing? Kyle would like one of you strong men to take a rock and throw it at nothing.
Who's got the best throw skill?
I say, you want me to throw it at nothing?
Can you wait to throw it until after I try and feed it the casserole?
I don't want to be here
if you're going to piss it off.
Wait, you're going to feed it the casserole? I thought that was for...
I'll go get more. I want to try this first.
I look directly at Stella.
What?
Sorry, who are you?
How do you offer the casserole to it, Stella?
Alright, let's think very carefully here, because it's got a big mouth, and if I just hold it above my head, it's either going to not eat it, or it's going to eat my entire arms, along with the casserole. So, where's its head in relation to where the book altar is?
The head is sort of, like, close to the jail cell, so it can kind of look inside.
So it's not near, like, where the book altar platform is?
No, that's more towards the middle of its body. The altar's in the middle of the room.
I don't have anything to put the plate on in case it's interested in the food. Does it even show interest in the food if I kind of like hold it up and say, hello? Hi there, mister.
There's some num-nums for my little baby. Here you go. Yes, you. Who's a good little dragon?
Can you say Mr. Beast? Mr. Beast copyrighted?
Please don't call him Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast eats casserole live.
Mr. Beast reacts to casserole.
Impossible.
All right. It does react to you raising your arms towards it. One of the irises spins around. The eye spins around a little bit and it looks at you. But it doesn't seem to look at the casserole. It does not sniff. It does not lick its lips. It does not do anything like that.
I don't think it cares about the casserole. A shame. Okay.
So for me, a person that can't see the dragon, does this look like...
Does what look like what?
I hand the casserole to...
Stella's just like lifting the casserole up and waving it around and saying, hey, hey, hey.
She's reenacting the Lion King with a casserole dish.
Yeah.
I hand the casserole to Sentinel. All right.
Oh, thank you.
I start eating the
casserole. Did you give me like a, there's like a utensil, right? Like you with it, right? So I'm not just eating with my hands.
Did you get a utensil?
No.
Okay. So I just kind of say, I mean, I can eat it with my hands, but you know, I had a better idea. If you can get me a fork or something.
I can do that. If they have forks.
So if you come back with a fork, I'm going to try and, like, fling casserole at the thing. I'm going to try and launch it off the fork into the thing.
It. Yeah, you're blind firing, dude.
You point at where I want to hit, and I'll go for it. I mean, I'm just going to shoot at the ceiling.
He saw her, like, shove a plate at its face.
I mean, I didn't see anything. I saw her run dance around.
You saw her shove a plate at a specific location.
Yeah, the ceiling that's empty. And you know what?
Yeah, but they're saying that, like, it's always there. You can only see it with the book. So, like, just toss casserole at it and see if it, like, floats around or if it
I
just
launched
the
casserole directly into to Stella's face.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess you do with a 96.
I feel like
how about casserole?
What kind of casserole is it?
It's cold. It was in the fridge.
They haven't heated microwave yet.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta heat it up on the stove, sorry.
They have, like, ice boxes right now, right? It's 19. I'm pretty sure they didn't have refrigerators yet. You have to have, like, CFCs for refrigerators or some shit, and then those get outlawed.
I love Freon.
Freon?
I can't wait till some guy invents Freon. It'll make the world a lot better.
Hmm. Maybe Freon, the invention of Freon is recorded in one of those notebooks in there.
These people probably have an ice box, but the ice has been melted for, like, 10 years.
Well,
all right.
I'm sure these guys have, like, a spell that cools their food.
Where was I?
We actually did have refrigerators at this point in time.
Yeah, they were invented in 1913.
Damn, that's crazy.
Like, real refrigerators? Not, like, you shove a block of ice on top?
They were those cute little box ones. You've seen them. They look like they're little chests.
Here's what, a fridge looks like from 1927.
Sicko mode.
Yeah, the cute little box ones.
Damn. So B's found some notebooks. I've been flinging food.
Did anyone throw the fucking rock? Because I didn't hear anyone say they were going to do it.
I threw the food instead of the rock.
Okay. Nobody's throwing a rock.
Nobody wants to throw a rock at the scary monster, no.
There's no scary... You don't know there's a scary monster there. William.
Charlie does know there's a scary
throw
monster
this rock.
There.
We talked
about it in front of them.
Oh, yeah. Right. You named...
They were all watching us talk about it. Like, yes, it's scared. You know, it's real.
Willie, come throw this rock.
Okay. Charlie, you will gain five points.
You're beating that thing. You're pointing that area, I suppose, what you're right there. Now. I point.
I'm gonna leave.
Okay, I'm gonna use my amazing throw skill of base, and I'm gonna bean it right in the eyes.
I don't want to be associated with people who throw rocks.
It's too late. It's already happening.
Right. You want to make a throw roll?
You beat
Stella the rock as she leaves.
Oh my god.
Who am I beating?
Willie, you throw a rock, you hit one of the bars, it bounces off and hits you in the head.
Wow.
This sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Anyway.
I'm angry. I'm throwing another rock even harder this time.
You're picking the rock up again and throwing it again?
Yeah, I'm throwing it much harder this time, right at the dragon thing.
Smash my cock with a rock, I must.
What's your throw skill?
20.
You throw the rock, and you manage to not bounce off the bars and hit yourself in the head. You do not hit anything else.
Is the rock gone now?
Yeah, the rock is gone now. I'm not letting you continue this unless someone hands you the rock again.
I'll hand him the rock again.
Oh my god. Alright, you hand him the rock again.
Harder, right?
Funny.
Spit. This is great. I'm going to keep doing this until the dragon does something.
While they're doing rock shit, I'm going to go see if there's any other food for the boys that are in the middle. All
right.
We're going to go around and around until light succeeds. It's the door. It's the door!
All right, that's a roll of three. I can't roll again. Three times is max comedy.
You throw the rock, and it slides across the floor underneath a door that's locked.
Is this a new door?
It's one of the other doors that's locked, but I'm deciding now that it's in a position where this could happen physically.
How extremely inconvenient.
Now, is anyone else doing other shit, or are we going to read the book some more?
We can't read the book.
I would like to open all the doors in the basement.
Bees, if you want to bring out one of those other, like, could you find, like, one of the oldest notebooks in there and just bring it out so I can read it in my prison?
So you open the other two... Well, you try to open two more doors. Both of them are locked. You try to open the last door, and it's a small bathroom. It's kind of gross.
Can they see in, like, for the people in the cage, can they see the locations that I'm opening from where I am?
If they go to, like, one side of the cage and then look, then yeah, probably, I guess.
Okay, then if Sam asks me for notebooks, I will grab notebooks.
Okay. You go and you grab some more notebooks and put them into the cell. And sorry, you're right. We cannot read the book more because it has been... What I meant is more... shall we pass time a little bit? Or is there more food?
Yeah.
You get some more food. You get some food. You get some drinky.
Should I roll to read these notebooks while we wait for time?
Please not throw the food at me again.
What else could you
do? I point at the bathroom for Stella.
You need to go?
I point at the food all over you.
Oh, I thought I'd already cleaned that off.
Well, either way.
Sloppy.
No, I mean, I already cleaned that off.
Don't ever fucking say that again, first of all.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phantasms. Flee together, Deadly Cthulhu.
A heater
on. I'm still eating chips.
Well, you're going to stop eating chips.
This is my dinner.
Why are you eating your dinner 10 minutes after?
I'm so hungry.
I ate my dinner at 6:50 like a genius.
You've caused problems.
I plan to eat my dinner at midnight.
I can hear the crunching and the munching.